You are welcome to the podcast of Dominion Chapel International, the special place. We are a church that believes in pure worship, unadulterated word and family. Be enlightened as you listen to this message.
Genesis 2:7. Let's go together. And the Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Genesis 1 verse 2. Genesis 1 verse 2. Genesis 1 and verse. Let's go together. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Okay, two more. Matthew chapter number 28. Let's read from verse number 16. Matthew 28, verse number 16. Let's do 18. Let's go together. And Jesus came and spoke to them. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Yes. Verse 19. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Are you still here? Are you still here? Amen. Amen. Acts 2, verse 1. Acts 2, verse 1. Hallelujah. Let's go together. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Let's continue. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Verse 3, let's go. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. Verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, one more. There's one more. Acts chapter 6. Acts 6 from verse 1. It's good to read the Bible. Hallelujah. Let's go together. Now in those days, when the number of disciples were multiplying, there arose a complaint against him. So you see, it's normal that there's complaint in church. It's normal. It's normal. It's in the Bible. And before we continue, let me tell you something. So I was talking to a dear brother in the faith today. The challenge is that our whole definition of church and description of church, we don't have the right thing. So when your definition description about something is wrong, your perception and expectation are also wrong. Your perception and then what you expect. If you see the church as a holy place, they should do the right thing. Then when they do the wrong thing, you'll be disappointed. You'll go to church again. So just when I was talking, then I said, do you remember that story in the book of John chapter 5 at the pool of Bethesda? I said, the Bible says that there was a pool that was called the pool of Bethesda. And that there were many crippled, sick, all kinds of people there. All right? So the Bible never recorded that anybody who was crippled and had their family members with them to help them. Check the Bible carefully. There was no record of anyone's family member around to help. When Jesus Christ approached the guy who had been in a condition, not they had been there 38 years, he had been in a condition for 38 years and wanted to extend healing to him, he said, I have no one to help me. Now, why will you be in a place full of helpless beings and you want help from helpless people? And I said to him that the church is a pool of Bethesda. Everybody is helpless. And we have all come to the helpful. So it's not a sin for your pastors to delegate people to come and handle your naming ceremony. His primary work is not supposed to be at every garden. He's meant to train you for the work of the ministry. Your pastor should handle every name. Say, what time will you study and pray? Are you with me? No, this is Bible. I'm not talking about, it's not my head. It's Bible. I won't go that again. Why? Because, you know, pastor didn't come for my child's naming ceremony. At the time, pastor came for brother Wise's name, the church was small. He was still learning. that the challenges you are giving him in church, he needs to pray more. Do you get the whole idea? He needs to pray more and study more. Because the church is growing, more the problems are coming. People that you told you have trained that should know better will not know better. So you must pray more. If you are praying 3 hours, you have to now go to 10 hours. So you should come and finish that prayer, come and walk around, be naming children. Am I Adam? So we send a deacon, an elder. That's what they are. That's why the church had to come up with deacons. So it is the work of deacons on behalf of leadership to go and bless marriages. But this is just by the way. Let's go. Verse 3. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good what? What next? Full of and whom we may appoint over. This is the criteria of appointing leaders in church. Did you see anything like, therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men who have been long in church, who know the names of, who know the history of the church. The last time the apostles appointed people based on how long they've been in church, we didn't hear the guy's name again. Matthias. Acts chapter 1. Jesus appointed 12. If one is dead, leave him to appoint the next one. They say, go and wait for Holy Ghost to come. You go to conduct elections. Peter goes to conduct elections. He said, brethren, we're supposed to be 12. But brother Judas has done it. He has fulfilled scriptures. And the Bible says, or the scriptures say that another shall take his place. He said it. And that's the place. Did it state the who will appoint? Christ appoint 12. Oh, and that's what we do sometimes in church. What is not your job? That's what we want to do. So Peter now said, let us select from amongst them. Those who have been with us from the beginning, from the time of John the Baptist. Let's pick 2. And then let's now appoint. Jesus said, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high. You are doing elections. So they now bring Matthias out, bring Barnabas out. They now vote. Then they pick Matthias. That's the last time we hear Matthias' name. When God hasn't picked you, stay in your place. Else you'll be picked and appointed by men, but it's appointed by divinity. I just have to chip that one in. Are you with me? This is the criteria. They did not say that 7 men who give big offerings and their tithe is a lot. It's not there. This is the first church. Theologically, if you want to model your church, it must be after the first century church. This is it. These are the big leaders. Hello. The first thing, this is the Holy Ghost for, is good reputation. What's good reputation? What people are saying about you? Because after all, Christ warned us, let your light so shine so men will see your good deeds. It's not Holy Ghost, so let's continue. So it's the Holy Ghost. Now, the Holy Spirit, he is not a wind. Write it down. The Holy Spirit is not a wind. The Holy Spirit is not wind. However, his operations can take the similitude of the character of the wind. But he is not wind. Number 2, the Holy Spirit is not fire. He's not fire. However, his operations may carry the characteristics of a fire. In other words, he kindles, he quickens, he lightens. But he's not fire. The Holy Spirit, number 3, it's not power, but he's omnipotent. The next point, the Holy Spirit is not crying. If it were so, then at every expression of tears, we would say the Holy Spirit is involved. So he's not crying, he's not tears, he's not wailing. These are responses of the human being to the operations of the Spirit, but that is not him. Next point, the Holy Spirit is, he's not an it. The Holy Spirit, he is not an it. The Holy Spirit is a person. Just write these things down. You can go and think about them, but these are scriptural. Next point, the Holy Spirit is God. What that means is that all the attributes and nature of God is ascribed to him. All the attributes and nature of God is attracted to him. Is ascribed to him. So God is holy. So he is holy. God is omnipresent. It means he's everywhere at the same time. I think it's in Psalm 139, if I'm very right. When the psalmist says, where can I hide from you? Yes, where can I have a presence? He's everywhere. Just like God the Father is everywhere. The Holy Spirit, he's omniscient. It means that he knows. He has all knowledge. There are several scriptures to put that there, but just take this for now. The Holy Spirit, he's eternal. He is eternal. Eternal means there's no beginning, no end. If he had a beginning and no end, then he's everlasting. But if he has no beginning, has no end, he's eternal. I'm sure you remember when Prophet Adam came here and talked about eternal and everlasting. That angels are everlasting. They have a beginning but have no end. Don't forget all these teachings that we do every now and then. You need them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you still here with me? So today I'm just laying a certain foundation. When I have the period continue on Sunday, we'll go a little bit. And the other week, we'll go a little bit. But this is just a foundation of it. Now, see, the Holy Spirit, we read a couple of scriptures. Let me add this. The Holy Spirit, he is the third person in the Trinity. He is the third person in the Godhead. The Holy Spirit, he is the third person in the Godhead. Third person doesn't necessarily mean that he's the least in the Godhead. No. By reason of function and appearance, he is third. Okay? Now take us back to the book of Matthew chapter 28 that we read, verse number 18. Let's see something there quickly. Now he says that, go therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? But interestingly, when you look at Genesis chapter number 1, he is the one mentioned first in the Godhead. Verse 1 says that in the beginning, God created. The plurality of God is mentioned there. God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2, the first personality in the Godhead mentioned in Genesis was the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of God moved over the surface of the water. Are you with me? But by reason of functioning, you can see that in the Godhead, I'm going to read something to you here that will help you understand a bit what the Godhead is about. Now, we are not serving several gods. We're not serving gods. We are serving God. That unity and that community of God that exists is what God intends for the church. These things are understood by faith. I will read something to you and you'll get what I'm trying to say here. So you see that the Godhead is functioning. You realize that it's a dispensation. The Godhead is functioning, but the face of the Godhead in the dispensation seems to be the Father. There's another dispensation that comes. You see, the Godhead is working, but the face of the Godhead is Jesus in person. There's another face that comes that the Godhead is working, but the face of the Godhead is the Holy Spirit. That's the season we are in.
So we're not saying that God is one and then he is reflecting three different things. That doesn't make him, it contradicts the scriptures. Then how will you explain the book of Matthew chapter number 3, where Jesus Christ, the word made flesh, okay, is being baptized, and then the heavens open and a voice comes, and then there's a descent of a dove or the Holy Ghost. So if you say that God, if you say that God is just one, but he's expressing himself in three ways, then how do you explain that phenomenon? So you see, there are three distinct personalities, but not different. You understand? It's like saying that you're trying to say that God is like me. So me, Isaiah, I'm husband, I'm father, I'm pastor. What's going to happen is this. There's a limitation to God now. When I'm a husband, I am not a pastor. When I'm a pastor, I'm not in function, I'm not. Are you with me? But in that story, you saw that Jesus Christ is being baptized, and then the heavens open. Hallelujah. So you see it here. Jesus has been baptized, and suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved son." So they hear the voice. They see the son being baptized. They hear a voice. You know, I'm well pleased. And then you also see the similitude of a dove. It's not a dove that was coming. The descent was in the likeness of a dove. He wasn't the dove. How gently, whatever the being that came looked like the descent. You see, the things of the spirit are so interesting that the vocabulary of men is so limited to explain. So you hear words like. If it's like, doesn't mean it's exact. It's like, we just don't know. We're trying to find a way to explain to you what we are seeing. It's a reality that has no comprehension in terms of communication here. So it's like, you know, like a dove. Doesn't mean so. When the writer looked at it, I said, okay, see the way the dove lights. That is how it is. Like that's how he was. Ibiza. But we have designed the dove on our emblems as the Holy Spirit. When that happens, then we begin to do something that's very interesting. God telling us that we should not use any created thing, form it in the likeness of him. Are you here with me? They talked about the streets of gold. There's no how the gold of heaven is the same as the gold here. Are you even sure it's gold? Because the word is too limited. That's why sometimes in a moment of encounter, people can just be there. Hi. Wow. What are you seeing? Ha, Charlie. Hey. Wow. This is glorious. How does it look like? I can't explain. There's something. But when he shall appear and we shall take on his form, we'll have the capacity to describe. We can describe it, but not in English. Are you following me? Let me read this thing to you. Now, it's called the Nicene Creed. One of these days, I'll send an article on the page. Then you will see what it means. Now, this is what it says. This is what the saints in that time had to meet to try to describe to the church what the concept of the Trinity is. Now hear carefully. We worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity, not dividing that person. So we worship God in Trinity and Trinity in unity, not dividing their person, substance. There is person of the Father, another person of the Son, another person of the Holy Spirit. So they are persons. They all have personhood, but they are one. Okay, now look at it. Here will make it clearer for you. But the Godhead of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are one. Glory co-equal. Majesty co-equal. They are all glory. They are all majesty, co-equal. Okay? They are not three almighties, but one almighty. They are not three Eternals, but one Eternal. So it's not that Eternal movie you watch, the Marvel. They are not three incomprehensible, but one comprehensible. Such as the Father is, so is the Son, and so is the Spirit. And this is the part that will help you. So far, I think I've said help, but it's not helping. But this will help you. The Father is alone, not made, not created. Is it okay? The Son is of the Father alone, not made, not created, but begotten. The Spirit is of the Father and the Son alone, not made, not created, not begotten, but proceeding. So the Son is begotten, the Spirit is proceeding. I think it helped, eh? I like the you're quiet, like it's like you should have said it because you make the whole thing look some way. Hallelujah. There's a revelation the Muslim cannot take. We say we serve one God because the God of the Jews is one God. Oh, Israel, your God is one. And it's true, he's one. Yeah, co-equal, co-eternal, co-majesty. The Son is begotten. So in the beginning was God the Father, God the Word, and God the Holy Spirit, not God Jesus. Do you understand? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Do you get it? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Co-equal. And the Word was God. The same. And the Word became flesh, took on form. And the form, the clay form of the Word is called Jesus. Do you understand me? But then Jesus now said, the Father will send forth another helper. He will send forth. He proceeds from the Father. In other words, the Holy Spirit, he is the heir of the Godhead. Yet he's a person. Person means he has knowledge, he has feeling. He can talk of his own. He shall not speak of his own, but whatever he shall receive, he shall tell us. He has knowledge. So he's not an it, it's a person. Are you with me? I think I should shut up, pick one Thursday when we can sit down and then we'll take our time and look at the Godhead. The Godhead. Just take our time, look at scriptures, look at the Godhead. So that there will be some level of understanding. Then by prayer, it will become a revelation. And you can really get exactly what God is saying here. Are you following me? The word of God is not confusing at all. It's confusing to the sensual. But it's very clear to the one. That is why I've told you several times that your prayer life has a lot of influence on your understanding level in the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So now, what I'm trying to say is, people of God, you see that in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, God formed man dust of the ground, but man remained the way it was. Until breath came. As a believer, you cannot function and operate in all the potentials that God has placed in you and fulfill God's agenda for you. God, you cannot be able to execute why God made you and what you're meant to do for God without the Holy Spirit. So Jesus Christ told them, you've been in school with me for 3 years, but everything I've taught you, you can't function until when the Spirit comes. In John 21, right? He said that there are many things I want to share with you, but you don't have the capacity. When the Holy Ghost comes, you have capacity for it. So you realize that there are many people in the kingdom. We all have varied understanding of spiritual things. It's our capacity. So your investments into the Holy Spirit enlarges your capacity or limits your capacity. He is your capacity. I think recently I shared something, I think I shared it. I remember I shared something like that. So one of the times I went on the Apple website, and when you want to buy a gadget from Apple, you go there, you now choose what specs you want. When they finish, now calculate price for you. So depending on what you want to do with the gadget, that influences what kind of specs you want. If you're going to do some of these very, graphics and editing videos, you need something really that the memory is big enough and all of that. Uh-huh. So you go and choose maybe 2 terabytes, you know, for storage, and then go and pick some maybe 64 gig or something for the memory. Mm-hmm. But that one, no, when you put the software in there, it's not slow at all. It's going. Is that somebody using 2G? Somebody using the 5G? If you're using 2G, when you click it, we'll go to the market shop, come and cook. You know, those times I remember the early days of Windows and then DOS. You're copying a file. By the time you put in the disks, what they call that, you remember, the floppy disk. You saw the thing that you put it back again, then you put it back again. The thing is copying. You go and come back, you do copying. The capacity was too small. Sometimes when Apple or the iOS, they've improved on it, they've been updated version, and then it says available for updates. It's not, they want to say, no, you don't have space. So they will request that you delete some things. Until you create space, that possibility does not become your expression. Because that update has certain qualities that will enhance your joy of using the application. It's available, but you don't have space. So you have to create space. When you create space, then you can now enjoy, you can download. And when you've downloaded, you now install. Remember I told them about downloading and installing some time ago. So you can download. And if not installed, you still can enjoy it. When it is downloaded, so what's happening is that the thing is available. You have space. If you have space, now download. Even download crowd, do you have internet? Are you seeing the whole thing that works? So sometimes when someone is a believer, when they're not working, you are looking at the only one place. But say, girl, sorry, partner, BNC. And you are sorry, maybe I'm sorry, my main availability of updates. But brand name, how to download. So he comes to church, they are teaching, but everything is not inside, but it's not entering. So he can be in church for the next 15 years and the life is not changing. Being present might not mean that you've encountered the presence. You can be present in the presence and not encounter. You may feel it. You may know that, no, something is here. But what do you do with that something? You don't know. Don't you remember on the road to Damascus? Road to Damascus. Jesus was speaking to Paul. All they had was something. But Paul had God. Only he saw the light. He is blind. The other's eyes are seeing. So light can be shining here. You can either be a Paul or an accompanying person who is accompanying Paul. So ask your neighbor, are you accompanying me to church or you are the Paul? Are you escorting us to church or you are the one ready for an encounter? Are you seeing the whole idea here? Praise God. So when the Holy Spirit comes, well, you'll be able to have the capacity to receive. And we saw it truly in the life of Peter. These guys can ask nonsense questions. They ask questions and Christ was like, have you been so long here? You don't know these things. So that could imagine how Christ felt. So when as a pastor, I feel that way, it's normal. My Jesus also felt the same way with his students. And you teach something that you bring Judas, you empower him. Eh? Luke 9, Luke 10, give them power. Judas went, cast out devils. Judas was healing the sick. Blind eyes are seen, still the guy still stole. The guy still went ahead the arrangement to arrest Christ. After all the power, and he was going viral, he still did what he had to do. He said, show us the Father, it sufficeth us. He said, he has seen me, I said, the Father. He still asked another question. He said, but why you have little faith? At some point in time, Christ will equate your faith to your lack of understanding. So to Christ, understanding is faith. Are you following the will of God? But when the Holy Spirit came upon Brother Peter, check out Acts chapter 2. The guy was quoting the Torah. He quoted the whole Joel 2 and explained it, what it meant. Explain why Christ had to die. The same Peter that could not stand before a young girl and stand for Christ. That same Peter. Tell you people, you people kill Jesus. You people, you kill Jesus. You kill my Jesus. But it was all in the plan. So what you see, say it's too early for us to be drunk. What you see is that was spoken about by the prophet Joel. He quoted the whole thing. And then he was talking, and he, now he's one that made us know that, say, we are part of the plan. Said, this gift is for you, your children, and even those that shall believe. So my name too was there. Peter made us know that. Peter, when the Holy Ghost comes. So Jesus Christ is saying that, yes, I have called you to go and get the souls, put in the sickle. But this you cannot do without my Spirit. The Holy Spirit, he is the life of the saint. When the Holy Spirit is not functional in the life of the saint cannot do the work of the saint. The Holy Spirit, he is a must have. Tarry ye. Even Jesus, Doris, even Dorothy, even Jesus, even Jesus, even Jesus. Remember, he was born by the Spirit in Luke chapter 2, right? Right? Or 1. The angel said that, one, from that 30 something coming down. Are you still here, people of God? Said, behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. And you shall call his name what? Jesus. The meaning of Jesus is the same as Isaiah. Isaiah, Jehovah saves. Jehovah is salvation. It's the same. Okay, move on. Move on quickly. Say, he will be great and he will be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. Fulfilling scriptures. Move on. All right, move on. And Mary said to the angel, how can this be since I do not know a man? Because this is how the system of the world works. Now go. And the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Means he is begotten of God by the Holy Spirit. And yet, he needed the Holy Ghost to function. So it's the same with all believers. You can't be born again without the Holy Spirit. You're all birthed by the Holy Spirit. So when you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit. But you must be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Hello? You are born of the Holy Spirit. That is how the new birth happened. And how do you think you got born again? How can a dead man hear the gospel and receive it? He must have been quickened. You get the point? The Bible says, Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, that we're dead in our trespasses. We're dead. We're dead men, dead cops. Have you ever gone to a funeral and went to the time they were crying, you were filing past the cops and goes, hey, Kwame, you're sorry. Say, Bema, it's with Jamil. Bema. No, if you're not sorry, yes, bro, Charlie, I have to go. That's how life is the end of the I have to go. Bema, na can't hold the way to ya. And then the cops will say, oh, they didn't have a way. No. My dad one time shared with us, he said that, you see, you can't live the life of Christ if you are alive. You have to die. When you are dead, then the spirit of the resurrection is at work in you. You can't respond. You have no stimuli for earthly matters. But you are so stirred up for spiritual things. And I think I said recently, I don't know if it was here, I said recently that the Romans killed Jesus. The Romans crucified Christ, but the same man was crucified by the Holy Spirit. The Romans were the ones who crucified, okay, Christ. So his death brought us life. Our death released his life. And it's the Holy Spirit that does that dying. When somebody has done something, you want to tell your mind. You want to tell it. Just about the time you want to tell it. So you can say, thou shalt not tell it. It's killing you. The more it keeps doing that to you, a time will come, oh, it's okay. You are dead now to that thing. That's how you die to the flesh. when the Spirit of God says no, you have your choice. You want to choose your choice. Holy Ghost says, you cannot choose your choice. You choose what I'm saying. When your will cannot find expression, but his will becomes the expression, you die. That's why you need to be in a church where the word is being taught and the people too are stubborn. So you can have both the theory and practicals in the same place. Don't you remember those in secondary school who don't have a lab? They have to go to another school. Look at the transportation difficulty. Why must you go and be doing the practicals outside? Do it here. You have a lot of professors say who can help you. If you don't talk about it, how will you know that you have the spirit of patience? If you don't envy you, how will you know? They have self-control. Hallelujah. So the whole, the class is a complete school. The word, the theory is coming, and the practicals to his word. It's right here. Say, I saw a part of me, say, again, Eva. See, stop seeing the church as a perfect ground. It's your biggest problem. Because you yourself, that you think you are the most imperfect person amongst us. No, you don't know that, eh? Imagine one of these days, Christ comes here and says that if you are in this church, you've never spoken about anybody before, lift your hand. But the way you are talking is like you, dear, you've not done anything. How can this be? By all means, in your season of moving from, you know, from immaturity to maturity, you did some things. Do you get the point? That's why it's important for you to forgive people and forget their past. Just ask them. When you're born on two stone, he's always asking that question. But the way we block her, he will put cotton here. So he said, sir, that thing, that guy, I can't forgive you more. Jesus said, if you have not done it before this, I can't hear. Sir, this guy, you can't hear. You have blocked your ears. But the truth of the matter is that if you really allow the Holy Ghost to work in you, most times before you want to react, he will tell that, but I forgive you what you did the last time. Why can't you give allowance to this one? The world is seen as weakness. But it is a lot of strength to restrain. It's like God saying that vengeance is mine. And he said, no, Lord, I sack you, I'll take it up. Vengeance is my own. It's not yours, I'll take it. So God said, leave that guy. Vengeance is mine. Allow me to do the work. He said, no, Lord, you don't have to do it. You are too slow. It's like, Lord, you're using 2G. Hey, Lord, you are too slow. But I think recently, I think it was yesterday or Sunday, I said that God seems too slow because his mercy doesn't want to quench you quickly. He wants to repent. I'm saying, I'm going to find a ball, turn and temp. Because I'm too born a gum, we will not even find your cups. Do you know what God's anger is? Israel was making noise. God said, no problem. Moses, let me come. God said, let me come. Let me just test the mic. They said, Moses, please take God. Never. You go to him. Let him talk. When he talks to you, come and tell us. You want God to appear? Do you want to ask him for? He is speaking, but his speakings are tenderness and lightness. How do you understand that? Imagine such a speech. No, it's not that he's speaking and then they are tenderness and lightness back in it. No. That's the speech. You know, if I'm talking like this, I'm talking sense, and then you have the keyboard playing tenderness, and that's different. No. His vocabulary, the words that makes up the statement are tenderness and lightness. And it's a meaning. Canamas, why do you speak in tongues? The vocabulary is not in class. Say, he that speaking mysteries. But he, God, hears it. And he understands. The believer needs the Holy Spirit to live Christ. Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot be Christ-like. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Don't reduce him to just for pastors. Don't reduce the Holy Ghost to just a feeling. So the only time you can sense the Holy Ghost when we come to church, we start singing. And the keys is working well for you and your emotions. Sometimes your emotions that you are worshiping, not the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost hovers in a place, things are easier to achieve. When he hovered over the waters, God said, let there be. It didn't gonna happen. The Holy Spirit. Today I'm just introducing him to you. You are born of him, but you must be baptized of him. He must be immense. He must be the Lord of your life. You can never know Jesus without the Holy Spirit. You can never know the Father without knowing Jesus. Jesus is the definition of the Father. That definition is explained by the Holy Spirit. He is the express image of the Father. He that has seen me has seen the Father. He is the express image. He's the definition. Jesus explains God. And the Holy Spirit explains Jesus. The way you now understand Jesus, you've understood the Father, and then you know yourself. Are you following? Jesus says, tarry. Without him, you cannot do it. You can't do it. We read 2 Corinthians 13, 14, which we used to share closing prayer in some. We don't use it there. We don't. We do a whole chapter. We need to know. What's the son of Christ? I say, yes, I'm 91B. I count. Pin 92, so count. 139. By the time we come to church and we can quote about 10 different psalms, we so copy you, and now we quote them. Hey, this guy. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let's go to that scripture again quickly. 2 Corinthians and chapter number 13 and verse number 14. It's such a beautiful scripture. What does it say there? The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the... You see one beautiful thing I said? When I look at the scripture, in my own way, it's so beautiful for me. Grace is a Jesus. Love is a the Father. Communion is the Holy Spirit. So, grace of our Lord. So, God's mercy expressed by Christ, grace. Jesus brings grace. Grace. The knowledge of Christ brings you grace. Hallelujah. And now it says that the love of God, Amplify says the extravagant love of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his begotten Son. Hallelujah. The Father loved us and expressed his love by giving us his Son, Jesus. Jesus coming to your life is your encounter with grace. Now, look at it carefully. It now says the communion of the Holy Spirit. When it comes to the Holy Spirit, how do you engage the Holy Ghost? Through communion. Through what? Communion. I always like that word. Come, union. You can never become one with Christ without communion. You must come. Come. And then there'll be union. There'll be a union, which is a function of your communication, the function of intimacy. So how do you grow in the Holy Ghost? Through communion. And one first step in communion with the Holy Spirit is prayer. So when the devil is fighting your prayer life, he's fighting your closeness to the Holy Ghost. When your closeness to the Holy Ghost is being affected, your knowledge of Christ is less. Less knowledge of Christ, you're further from the Father. That's why prayer is so important. You can never have an intimacy with the Holy Ghost without prayer. You can't. You can't do it. You can't do it. And not praying as a religion, praying as a fellowship. Hey, this war, the enemy is succeeding in your life, stopping you from praying. That's why you are not scared. And some of you hear your spirit talk to you, say the Holy Ghost is talking to you. The ability to discern, which voice am I hearing? Is it my matured spirit speaking or that immature one speaking? Is the word that will tell the difference. Hebrews 4 verse number 12. Is a discerner of thought and intents of the soul and the spirit. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is a person, and we need him. We can't function beyond him. We cannot, sir. We cannot. You can't be a pastor without the Holy Spirit. You cannot. You'd be such an intellectual, but actually you have nothing to say. He breathes on you, and you can understand the sayings of eternity. He holds your hands, and he empowers you to walk in the power of the Spirit, because that's the power of Christ. Holiness is not possible without the Holy Spirit. He's called Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes into the saint to make the saint holy. He absorbs all the nonsense in the saint and brings sense out of the saint. That's the Holy Spirit. Reason I put something on my post on my status that don't stop trying to impress the Holy Ghost. He knows you too well. Try to impress him. The Holy Spirit, this very hour. Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit. Because Benahim prays, Holy Spirit. Country Kuman, oh, Holy Spirit. So in your mind, it's like when I do Holy Spirit, then you can feel him. I don't know if it was AC I was talking to, but I said something that maybe you have a very powerful romantic life with the Holy Ghost. Don't come and show us a romance on the altar. Let the power of the romance inside show on the altar. I think I shared that with you. Like you have this very deep romance time with the Holy Ghost, that your voice quiets Mrs. San for the Holy Ghost. But your Baha, when you stand on this altar, just let the power of that intimacy show. Forget about what you're trying to tell us there. Praise God. Holy Spirit, move me now. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Would you, my God, the first thing, brethren, lift your hands, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Or because it was you. That day I shared a lot of things with you. Or when you get to a place of prayer in your own place, you kneel down straight away. You go, you remove your slippers, and then let me do some. Remove your shoes, and then you go straight to them. You just kneel down. That's how you do it every day. Then you are come to lead us in opening prayer. When you might remove all your soup and come and stand here, then you kneel down. Stand! Because your presentation is too important. When you stand here, you come to present. It's not the time to come and show what you do in your room. That's why I don't remove my shoes when I'm preaching. How many of you want to know the Holy Ghost more? I want to know him. I want to know him. I want to know him. If the Lord gives us the privilege on Sunday to share, we'll continue on the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. There's so much I like to share with the Holy Spirit that most of the time I don't even know where to start. That's when I came. I don't have any notes. So I didn't teach from any notes. This the only notes I have here is for Tuesday service 070324, the Holy Spirit. This is the notes I came with. Yeah. There's so much to talk about him. I think I'm one of the people that really benefit from his working in the life of the saints. Me. He has helped me. He's a helper. If I tell you how many times I shake before holding the microphone, you'd be surprised. And yet I've been holding my stand before people for a while. But I'm always jittering. Why? Because the people that are here, they were redeemed by a precious blood. Personally, an expensive blood. It cost God, the creator of the universe, to come and allow men slap him, spit on him when they have not brushed their teeth. Do you know how those guys, no, they don't. You want to go to the bush for training. They don't have time to brush you. But you know what I mean now. Hallelujah. No, when they go on those trainings and they walk through the water, do you change? And you can be in the bush for how long? Days. They won't change their boxes. Nothing. Because they have to have a feel of how it tastes like if you are in war. And the weeks, no food, no bathing, how will you feel? That's how they are trained. They know which tree they will cut. Water, fresh water will come. They will drink. Say, so me, I don't, me, apart from chicken and turkey and goat meat, I don't eat any other meat. When you meet them and they are prepared lizard stew, you understand. Some years ago, I had a chat with an elderly person in Nigeria who was sharing with me the what happened at the Biafra War in Nigeria. Pastor Basi, Biafra War. That war was not a war. I think one time Nollywood tried to act a bit of it. Mm-mm. What they even acted was even small. It was scary. That war. That same war that happened in Nigeria. Share. People will eat and drink it. What's it from? You are thirsty. Water is water. Liquid is liquid. Oh, he will help in your marriage. Yeah, he will help in your workspace. He will help you. He's real, sir. He's real. He's real. He can so change you. Your offerings are like a fake or him because they change too much. That is the Holy Spirit. If you ever have any challenge with anybody and you can't forgive, just talk to him. That's why he's called the Holy. He's in your life to help you. If you try to do it yourself, you're going to struggle and you will never be able to handle it. But when you get on your knees, don't only ask him for power for ministry. Do you get my point? Because that one, he will do it. But that Christ will be seen in your daily dealings with people, you need to talk to him to help you. There are some of us that have struggled to forgive. That thing is stopping you for a certain measure of grace that you must walk in. Go to him. So I don't. When I hear a believer say that, wait, I can never forgive this person. I'm like, are you sure you're a believer? No, because, no, don't ever say that. I don't think, you know, I'm a very patient person. I forgive it, but this one, no. What this person do, it cuts my soul. Then you should be dying. You should bury you now. If it has cast your soul, then you're not alive. Why are you talking? Talk to the Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit help you. Let the Holy Spirit help you. Hallelujah. I'm able to do all things by the working of the Holy Spirit. I'm able to pray because he helps me. I'm able to fast because he helps me. I'm able to understand the word because he helps me. I'm able to preach Christ because he helps me. I have a good marriage because he helps me. I have a good academic life because he helps me. Holy Spirit, I thank you for your help in the name of Jesus. Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. You can also enjoy our messages on Anchor, Spotify, Podcast Addict, and all other podcast platforms. Visit us at Dominion Chapel International, the special place near the XGI building, Shashi, Accra. Do remember to subscribe to this podcast to receive more life-impacting teachings by our seasoned ministers of the gospel every single week. You can also follow DCI, the special place, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Always remember that God loves you.